הרב וייס?
כן, כן.
אני רוצה רק, אפשר לתת רק הקדמה לפני שהרב מתחיל. We have a tremendous zchut. We have a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous zchut to hear the Gaon, הרב אשר וייס שליטה. הרב אשר וייס is beat the whole year, but especially now, in the time of the corona, getting psakim and questions from the whole world. And not only that, but Rav Asher Weiss is very, very guiding the whole tzibur, how to keep the rules and how to be shomer of pikuach nefesh. Here in the yeshiva, from the beginning of the when yeshiva came, 3 weeks before Shavuot till today, we are learning once a week the psakim of Rav Asher Weiss about corona, with the she'ela shvuit, with the shiur klali, both on the question of are you allowed to go into danger for dealing with corona, and Rav Asher Weiss have a very, very special shita that people, that Am Yisrael needs them. He learned it from him. They have a chiyuv to go and to danger themselves. Both about the question when you have one respirator and you have different people and other things. It's unbelievably to see the deepness and the Torah. In short time, to get a conference like that, full of psakim in all the issues of corona. And I really feel that it's unbelievably that Rav Asher Weiss agreed and take time to speak with us. Today is the last day that the boys are learning. They continue 2.5 weeks after the regular time that the year is over. They continued, and big yishar koach to the rabbanim, big yishar koach to the talmidim, and toda rabba b'shem hayeshiva, toda rabba b'shem kulam l'Rav Asher Weiss shepina et zmano, kulanu chafetzim lishmoa, toda rabba Rav Weiss.
Toda rabba l'Rosh Yeshiva. So the Rosh Yeshiva expresses thanks that I made time to speak to you. I think my kesher with the Yeshiva and Shalabim goes back many, many years. From time to time, I visited and I spoke to the wonderful Talmidim, both from the American program and the Israeli program. I visited the yeshiva many times. I don't even remember how many times. I know that a yeshiva for many, many years is one of the outstanding Marbitzei Torah and Talmidei Chachamim we have in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a privilege and a zchus for me. And I do not feel that I deserve such a huge thank you. It's mutual, says chus for me. In a paradoxical way, I've been busier in the past few months than ever before. One could imagine I'm sitting at home almost all day. I'm not giving any shiurim berabim. But paradox upon paradox, I think more people are exposed to my Torah in this period than ever before. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the means in these difficult times of being Marbitz Torah and bringing people together. So the Yeshiva mentioned the Kuntres, the digital sefer. I hope that in about 2 or 3 weeks, an actual sefer is coming out, Minchas Oshar, on Corona, and that sefer will have more than 300 pages. Wow. So, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we've been very busy teaching, inspiring, writing, and let us all hope and pray that this nightmare will be over, B'karov. So I understand that today's shiur is given for boys of the American program sitting at home. And on my screen, I see some of you. In this week's parsha, we read the story of Bilam. Bilam was the most professional curser in history. And everybody knew that his kololos carry weight. And anyone, any nation, any leader, any king that wanted to curse his enemies paid high price for Bilam to come and curse. So Balak hires Bilam. Bilam opens his mouth, and the most beautiful words come out. Hundreds of thousands of Jews start their avodas Hashem every morning with the words of Bilam. Ma toivu olechu Yankov mishkenoi sechu Yisrael. And in Chazal, and in the great commentators like Rashi, we find many different interpretations, many different pirushim. In Mesechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Omid Beis, the Gemara says, "Mibirchoisav shel oisei rosho, atulam eid mayhoyu beliboy." What did he mean to say? What did he plan to say? He planned to say shelo yiu bohem boteknesiyos botemedrashos. That was the ultimate curse, that the Jewish people should have no shuls and no yeshivas. VaKodesh Baruch Hu hofech klala lebracha. And then what he says are those beautiful words, matoivo toiholechu yankov mishkan asech yisol, alluding to boteknesiyos and Bata Midrashis. And one wonders, Balak doesn't have any problem with the Frumis, doesn't have any problem with the B'nai Torah. He doesn't have a secular agenda. He has nothing against yeshivas and kollelim. He is afraid of the Jewish people as a nation. They're growing in influence and in power. They might undermine my authority, my governance. And that is why he hires Bilam to curse the Jewish people. So, shelo yeh Elohim bote knesiyos and bote medrashos. Why is that relevant? Bilam understands, like all the others throughout the ages that tried to destroy the Jewish people, as long as we are davik in Torah and a mitzvah, no force in the world can destroy us. We are eternal. As long as we stick to our destiny, bereishis bara Elohim. Very first Rashi in the very first pasuk, Bishul Torah Shenikoreishes, Bishul Yisrael Shenikoreishes. I think you need to ask all the people to mute themselves or mute them. So as long as we stick to our goal and fulfill our destiny, the Rashi's Borah Akim Bishul Torah Shenikoreishes. We are eternal. And when Rashi brings Divra Chazal, it's not one out of the two. It is the two as long as they come together. Very first Rashi in Moed Kotten Dav Chof Hei, Rashi writes, Shnei Dvorim Nimshelu Lener, Nishma Sa'odom Nimshelu Lener, And once again, I say, it's not either this or that. The two, when they come together. Throughout the ages, whenever a leader, a king, a tyrant, a dictator, planned to destroy the Jewish people, they always decreed against Torah. They always tried to destroy our books. When I visited Berlin a few years ago, I was taken to some plaza in the middle of the city. where there's a plaque. In 1936, I think, tens of thousands of Jewish books were burned at this place. And that was a few years before Kristallnacht, a few years before the first Jew was murdered in Germany. Something within them made them understand, if you want to destroy the Jews, first you need to tear them away from their Torah, from their heritage, from their tradition, and from their sacred and beloved books. I don't know where the expression comes from, Am HaSefer, the people of the book. I don't know. I don't think it's a Jewish source. But it's true. And I say the Jew traveled through Golus thousands of years with a Gemara under his arm. That's what kept us going. That's what gave us sustenance throughout the ages. I told the story many times. My late father was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and an Ilui. He first met my great Rebbe, the Tzanzer Rebbe, second day Shavuos, 1944 in Auschwitz. Yesterday was the closing of the Rebbe's yahrzeit, and I spoke about him in Kol Hashom. My father was an 18-year-old boy, and he first met the closing of the Rebbe in Auschwitz. My father arrived first day Shavuos. That very same day, his father and mother, Zayda Bobbe, five siblings, went up in smoke in the chimneys of Auschwitz. The Chozom Rebbe arrived one day later, second day Shavuos. My father didn't know him before, but when they met, my father told them, I am so happy, it means so much to me that I could be close to the Rebbe, and if I could help you in any way, you'd be a source of Well, he frowned down on my father and he said, the mindset that Rebbe is helping, said the Goon is helping. I doubt anybody just understood what he said, so I'll translate. So the Rebbe told my father, young boy, if you think it's going to do you any good, ain't going to do you any good. To which my father responded, of course it's going to do me good. We could talk and learning. And the Rebbe was taken aback. Obviously, shut. And he said, Bocha, you're in Auschwitz and you want to talk and learning? To which my father responded, yes, of course, I want to talk and learning, because otherwise, how will we prevail? How will we survive? And the Rebbe was so moved, he hugged him. And for the next 13 months, they talked and learning. And for the next 40 years, they talked and learning. My father, as a young boy, understood. But Klal Yisrael understood intuitively 2,000 years ago. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Aspasianus says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, make a wish. It will be granted. What could I give you? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Ten li yavne v'chachomeho. Because with his profound wisdom, with his Ruach HaKodesh, he understands that the only guarantee to the future of Yisrael is Yavne V'Chachamehu. As long as we teach, as long as we learn, that is our livelihood. That's the oxygen in our lungs. That's the air that we breathe. And that is what my father in Auschwitz, second day Shavuos, intuitively understood. If we won't talk and learning, how will we ever make it? So we've been talking and learning throughout all these years. It's the only thing we can do together. Going back 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, to the Jew from Amsterdam, met a Jew from Poland. What did they have in common? A Yemenite Jew would meet an American Jew. What did they have in common? They didn't speak the same tongue, didn't have the same mannerisms, different culture. different complexion, not even the same skin color. What did they have in common, and what could they do together? The only thing that they do together is talk and learn. What they shared is the same Bavli and Yerushalmi, the same Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. The only thing they all did fundamentally in the same way is learn. They didn't eat the same food, didn't speak the same language. What they all did the same was talk and learning. So Bilam understands, yes, my promise and my duty, I am required to give both of the means to destroy the Jewish people. But in order to get there, number one is as long as they have the yeshivas, nothing in the world could destroy them. As long as they talk and learning, they are as eternal as the sun and the moon, as the earth itself. So, and then the words that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into his mouth is So, to our terrible dismay, each and every one of you, instead of sitting in Eretz Yisrael, like a Daisha and Yeshiva, in this wonderful and beautiful Yeshiva in Shalabim, each of you are sitting at home in a distant land. Well, in a way, it's your home, but your home in Eretz Yisrael is more than your home in America. So, Baruch Hashem, we didn't stop learning for one moment. And we're learning in this virtual yeshiva. And I'm teaching from this virtual standal. But it's not the same. So maybe sitting at home, you could develop a greater appreciation of what it is, the yeshiva. Of what the yeshiva gives you. Or what the yeshiva means to all of us. And the Gemara says in Yom Edav Chavches, Miyameim shel avoseinu lo porshu yeshiva mehem. Wherever we went, we took along yeshivas. Yodu le Mitzrayim v'yeshiva imoem, holchu lebovel v'yeshiva imoem. We were dispersed, exiled to every corner of the globe, but wherever we went, we took along our yeshivas. When Yaakov Avinu understands he needs to go down to Yeretz Mitzrayim, es Yehuda sholach lefanov, Rashi brings, letaken lo beis talmud. I could imagine, I wasn't there, I don't remember, but I could imagine. Yaakov Avinu tells yeshiva, you're the scout, you run forward, and you put up a yeshiva, and you objects, and he says, Abba, why can't they go together? Why do I have to go on my own? It's dangerous. Why can't we all stick together? We'll get there. We'll rent a place. And we'll put up a koilel. Yaakov Avinu says, no, I won't set foot in a town if I don't have a beis medrash by the time I get there. Yaakov Avinu says, you then know. You fly forward. I want you to go before we come. Because when I get to town, I want to know we have a beis medrash. When we get there, that's late. Because the yeshiva gives us life, gives us livelihood, gives us simcha. We cannot prevail without yeshivas. Avraham Zakan The very first Jew was the very first of Yeshiva, and that is Avraham Avinu. So sitting at home, let us all try to appreciate what Yeshivas mean to us and take advantage of modern technology that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We should be able to learn together, to teach, to see each other. And in a way, virtually embrace each other. So my bracha to all the young talmidim of this wonderful yeshiva, first and foremost, the Rosh Yeshiva. You should have a riches yom ha'vishon, I'm in good health. Rav Kenigsberg, my dear friend, and all these wonderful young, future, aspiring talmidei chachamim. You should have grace yata d'shmayim. And I very much hope that b'korah we could all meet together in Eretz Yisrael once again. Lilmoid ura lameid, lishmoy ura asois. Lahagdil tera ula hadira ula kadeish mishumayim. Have a beautiful day, all of you, and a beautiful Shabbos. Kol tov.